Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Art Chamsky. Batting seventh, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Agee steals second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field. Chamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Lanier moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boswell. Lanier scores. Marichal moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell catches it and throws to first to double up McCovey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray Shell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones pinch runs for Art Shamsky. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver strikes out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Johnson pinch runs for Jack Hyatt. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Barton now catching. Nate Oliver now playing shortstop. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray Shell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Cline pinch hits for Juan Marichal. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Mays moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 4-3, Mets. Jerry Grote now catching. Danny Frisella now pitching. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hart moves to second. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Alou reaches second base with a double. Hart scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.